嚟自马太福音第五章十四到十六节。
Please remain standing as we read today's scripture reading, taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16.
我哋会先用广东话，然后用英文一齐读出。
We'll first read this in Cantonese, in unison, and then in English.
系马太福音第五章十四节，我一齐读。你们是世上的光，成造在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯，不放在斗底下。是放在灯台上，又照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. Let us read this all together. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden.Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Please be seated.
田牧师为我今日全讲讲到的题目是解决黑暗的方法。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message, The Solution for Darkness.
Morning, let's pray.
我们低头祈祷。
Father, as we celebrate Palm Sunday and enter Holy Week, we pray to be mindful of you.
主耶，当我哋庆祝呢个中树节嘅主日，求主去提醒我哋。
You call Christians to be light of the world.
你叫我哋做世上嘅光。
But that means we can't be living in darkness.
就话我哋唔可以再住喺黑暗嘅里边。
And so may we all truly know the solution to enter into the light.
让我哋都能够知道点样样能够进入光明。
For we can't pass on.Anything we don't have.
我们不可以将我们没有的东西去交棒给下一个人。
So illumine us now with your word and spirit.
求主你的灵去与我们同在。
Help us to do battle against the sinful nature, against darkness, against evil, and against the ways of the world.
与这个罪性，与这个世界去争战。
Help us now to be attentive to you.
让我们去求你与我们去同在。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督名求。
Well, as you recognize, this is a very familiar part of the Bible.
你可能对这一段的经文非常熟悉。
It's something that probably all fellowship groups, and if you've been at church for a while, you've heard passages expounded from the Sermon on the Mount.
咁係喺呢個嘅登山寶訓裏邊嘅其中一部分，可能你喺一個小組裏邊查經都會查考過。
And so it's so important to understand what walking in the light means.
咁究竟咩叫做喺行在光明裏咧
？For the contrast of light, of course, is darkness.
與呢個光嘅相反就係黑暗。
And walking or being in darkness.Is associated in the scriptures, especially in 1 John, with the fact that we are falsely thinking we're in fellowship with God.
如果你在黑暗的里面的时候，你一个误解，你误解就话你觉得是与神同行。
So being in darkness, of course, is the opposite of being in the light.
咁喺呢个黑暗里面同喺光明里面是一个极大的相对。
And so I'd like you to reflect this Holy Week on whether you're reflecting that light to the world.
我想今天同你一起去看的就是究竟今天我们是不是走在这个光明的里面呢
But in order to reflect that light to the world, you need to be in the light. You need to know who the light is.
如果我们要想将这个光明在我们身上去发射出来的时候，由我们自己首先要在光明的里面。
You know, spiritual darkness in scripture is a big theme.
咁喺呢个嘅圣经里边讲嘅话，喺属灵上系喺黑暗里边系一个好大嘅罪。
And it's associated with spiritual blindness.
同一个喺属灵上边一个嘅盲目嘅意思一样。
And what that means is we don't really see who God really is and what life is all about.
我哋睇唔到耶稣基督系边个啊，亦都系睇唔到一喺圣灵里边系盲目。
And the scriptures make clear the reason why that's so.
咁呢度讲得好清楚，点解咧
？There is a spiritual realm，
一个属灵嘅角度。
Satan and his host of demons are out to make sure you're blinded。
撒旦同佢嘅跟随佢嘅人，去尽量想喺我哋系喺呢个嘅黑暗嘅里边。
Now, of course, in this day and age, we get pushback on saying, "Well, what are you talking about, spiritual realm, right?"
咁可能今日好多人都唔再信有呢个属灵嘅角度呢一样嘢。
But it really does. It's not really that far-fetched to realize that the physical realm is not all there is.
咁但系另一方面，其实我哋今日能够见到呢个世界，见到嘅角度系咪就系我哋所能够睇到嘅一切咧
？But not only is Satan and his host of demons, an adversary against us, but our very own sinful nature is an adversary.
唔单止系呢个撒旦啊，要我哋咁样做，其实我哋自己本身嘅罪性，好多时都驱使我哋咁样样。
And so there's a constant tension, a constant battle that you and I are in against the forces of darkness.
咁所以你同我好经常性嘅系喺同呢个属呢个黑暗嘅呢个世界喺度争战。
But perhaps the biggest stumbling block of realizing that we need the light is the fact that we pursue in life other things.
咁其实最大嘅原因造成我哋咁样样，就话我哋可能一直追寻嘅就系呢个世界上面嘅嘢。
That we view are ultimately what life is about, rather than thinking God is the ultimate.
我哋唔睇神系为我哋最终想得到嘅，而系将呢个世界嘅事所得到嘅嘢系我哋最终人生嘅目的。
Often in most cases in our lives, that's what's happening. We fall into the trap of thinking that the pursuit of life are things that perhaps are good, but not ultimate.
咁可能我哋呢个世界上边我要追寻嘅嘢，佢哋可能系好好。但呢啲都唔系我最终要去得到嘅嘢。
And we'll be looking at reasons why that's so. And the framework of the message here is what Saint Augustine says.
我今日嘅就系先去睇咗呢个黑暗会系啲咩嘢。
Saint Augustine many centuries ago said, "We're people after fruitless joys."
咁呢个奥古斯丁话，我哋好多时候追求嘅系一个冇结果嘅喜乐。
You see, fruitless joys aren't necessarily scandalous sins.
呢个冇结果嘅喜乐唔代表呢一样嘢系一个罪。
They could perhaps be harmless hobbies.
可能或者系一个嘅嗜好啊，但未必系一个好好嘅嗜好。
But they fancy our interests, and what we do is we invest tons and tons and tons of our hours into those hobbies.
咁好多时候，我哋将好多嘅时间。花喺呢个嘅嗜好嘅上边
，and we do that for obvious reasons, right? We kind of want to take the dullness out of our everyday routine in life.
好多时候我哋将咁多时间放喺我嗜好嘅身上，可能系因为生活上边、工作上边俾我哋好多压力，咁你想咧去减压
？That's why the marketing experts play on us. You know, everything's always new, right? And that attracts us, and we want.
咁所以点解世界上面有咁多新嘅事物不断去走出嚟，去将我哋嘅注意力去拎走
？So the new gadget that we have to have fancies us, and we spend tons and tons of our leisure time pursuing those fancy gadgets.
咁呢啲好多新嘅事物新嘅玩具，好多时候都让我哋咧好迷惑。
Or you might be a daydreamer.Into fantasies that swirl around your head and that you'll know they never come true, but somehow there's a measure of excitement as you seek in your dream world what life really is.
或者好多時候你好鍾意去發夢,覺得喺你自己夢想世界裏面去搵到你自己想得到嘅嘢。
Of course, fruitless joys vary from person to person because we are unique individuals, right? Like a snowflake. Each snowflake is unique.
我哋每個人都唔同，每個人都有自己所謂嘅呢個冇喜樂嘅喜，冇結果嘅喜樂。
Fruitless joys could be the lingering bitterness of your heart against someone who has hurt you, betrayed you.
亦都可能係一個你自己內心裏邊一個嘅苦毒。 對於過去一個傷害你嘅人，你唔能夠去忘記。
For another person, it could be disillusionment. You know, I've tried so many things in life, and life hasn't turned out the way I'd wanted to.
或者亦都可以係一個人，可能佢喺佢人生裏邊揾過好多，試過好多唔同嘅嘢，但冇一樣嘢係出到一個結果。
For another person, it could be anger, unforgiveness that energizes the soul in some perverse way.
亦都可能係一啲喺內心裏面積藏咗好耐嘅憤怒。
We see that in the news, out in the streets in New York City.
你睇下喺呢個紐約市嘅街頭，我哋見到好多。
Fruitless joys can be anything from mental escape that comes from identifying with life of a Hollywood actress or actor.
亦都可以係話你。 是你想跟一些可能在荷里活一些的明星，一些的名人，你跟他们去认同。
To the sheer excitement of hearing gossip, gossip of others.
或者也是可能听到讲关于人家一些的八卦的新闻。
Or it may be something more serious, right? Like internet pornography or cheating on your taxes or some type of pride in your life.
或者亦都係一啲你上網去一啲色情嘅網站，或者唔同嘅網站喺嗰度流連。
Fruitless joys can be through infidelity, alcohol, drugs, even scandalous things.
或者你係呢個嘅酗酒，或者你去吸毒。
Somehow you're convinced that you need that for life.
而你一直去同你自己講，你話我需要。
I think you understand what Augustine is after, right? When he talks about fruitless joys.
當你講到呢個冇結果嘅喜樂嘅時候,
fruitless joys come from something without which life isn't life. We can't face life without it.
好多時候我哋面對人生，佢喺人生嘅裏邊。
And for Augustine, it's something we once feared to lose.
我哋亦都係好怕。
And for some of us, it's just not the fear of loss.
Sorry.
For some of us, it's not just the fear of loss.
很多時候去面對這個失去的東西,
somehow we're convinced we deserve certain things in life.
可能你會跟你自己說,我的人生,我應該得到有一些這樣的東西。
We think to ourselves, if you only knew how many times people let me down.
可能你自己去知道，就話喺你嘅人生裏邊有幾多個人曾經係令你失望咧？
We might even think God has let us down.
或者一啲人去令到你去失望。
If you only knew, we think, how much I've had to put up with or to ease up and concede. You know, you would ease up on me if you knew how hard my life was as I pursue fruitless joys to deal with life.
咁你都可能會話啊，如果你知道我經歷過幾多嘅失望，我經歷過幾多嘢，我係想得到而我得唔到嘅時候，你可能會明白我多一啲。Well,
I think it's obvious why Augustine calls these things fruitless joys.
咁點解奧古斯丁話呢啲係一個無結果嘅喜樂咧？
The reason he does is this: they're fruitless because no matter how effective they seem to be right now, in the end. It's a loss.
因為無論今日呢樣嘢喺你嘅面前幾好都好，去到尾最終都係一個嘅失望。
Because they can't satisfy. That's how it works, right?
因為去到尾呢啲嘢唔可以去滿足到你。
Why do the advertisers in marketing have to always say new and improved? when it's really the same?
咁點解呢個嘅賣廣告嘅人永遠都將啲嘢講得好好咧？
It's because you won't bother to look unless you see some fancy marketing ad, new and improved.
因為佢話，當你睇到呢啲咁靚嘅廣告時候，你有咗呢啲嘢，你嘅人生會更加好。
You know, often we feel guilty for having squandered so much time, so much energy, so much money on something trivial or petty.
可能你都覺得，為什麼要浪費那麼多時間，那麼多精力在這些東西上面呢？
And they lack the capacity, these things, to go beyond surface impact.
也可能會有不同的結果。
In other words, they fail to really reach deep down into us, into our souls, and make a difference in our lives when it really counts.
是一些東西是真的在我們人生裡面，是對我們造成一定程度的影響。
Or to put it simply, they don't satisfy ultimately. You might be satisfied for a season, but they don't satisfy ultimately.
雖然可能在這一刻一段的時間去滿足你，去到尾，他都不能夠去滿足你。
That's why you always have to upgrade, get more.
所以為什麼你要不斷的去，要拿好一些，拿更加漂亮的東西。
As you'll see on slide 3, fruitless joys are whatever we trust to bring change, but prove powerless to help us in our battle against the sinful nature and temptation.
我們講到就是一個無結果的喜樂，就是說我們將我們的信放在一些東西上，我們覺得這些東西會去改變我們，去到尾，當我們要與我們的這個的 引誘去對抗的時候，其實是幫唔到我哋。
You see, no matter how well they work now, those fruitless joys in the present, we know that God made us for something more, much, much more to be satisfied.
但我知道去到尾，我需要嘅比呢一啲係更加多。
So with explaining what Augustine meant by fruitless joys, why is it that we hold on to them so tightly?
咁我哋会问一个问题就系点解我哋知道系咁，但我都要紧紧嘅去揸住呢一切嘅嘢咧
？Why is it that we live in constant fear that these fruitless joys might be taken from us？
咁另一方面就话，点解我成日都咁惊呢啲嘢会走咗去咧
？Well, again, the answer is obvious. It's in the name, fruitless joys. That's the key. Fruitless joys.
其实答案就喺呢两呢个字嘅上边，佢话系一个无结果，但系亦都系有喜乐喺里边。Because
no matter how fleeting, or transient, or ultimately unsatisfying they may be, they're nonetheless joys. They're joys.
因为即系话喺个过程里边，虽然你系最去到尾得唔到啲咩嘢，喺个过程。 可能你係得到一啲嘢，你好享受喺個過程裏面，俾到一啲好開心嘅嘢你。
That's very important to understand because Augustine didn't speak of fruitless events. He didn't speak of fruitless things. He spoke about fruitless joys.
佢講到好，奧古斯丁講過好多唔同嘅嘢，但佢話去到尾都係一個無結果嘅喜樂。
And we can continually revert to them in times of boredom.
咁就我哋會一次又一次嘅去睇。
Or in times of distress, because we've worked so hard, we gravitate to those things.
我们很努力去想找这件事去出来。
You'll see this on slide 4. Consider what this tells us about our nature. The natures of our being, our very souls.
他讲到就说，其实为什么会是这样呢? 就去到就说，讲到我们个灵魂上面的本质。
And this is ultimately what Augustine is saying, your heart will always be drawn to whatever brings you the greatest joy.
他说你的心在哪里，就是哪一样东西给你的心最大的喜乐的地方。
But as a human being, you don't have to apologize for wanting joy.
每一个人都会去寻求这个喜乐。
Because joy isn't the result of poor nurture or genetic error or inadequate education.
无论是你这个人性或者是你的教育。
God created you In that way, you know, you kind of have like a joy meter in you.
神创造我哋嘅时候，我哋嘅人性就想去寻求呢一个嘅喜乐。
And that meter, what it does, it invariably you choose whatever options in life register most loudly, most deeply to give you that joy.
咁你嘅人性就话边一样嘢喺你嘅脑海里边啊盘旋一对多啊，对你有最大嘅影响，你就会一次又一次嘅翻嚟去揾呢一样嘢。
You know, maybe you're the type of person who's emotionally bruised, black and blue.
咁如果可能，或者如果你个人系好多事黑白好分明嘅时候
，I'm sure you know people, maybe yourself, you know yourself that you kind of beat up yourself for wanting to feel good, wanting to experience happiness and joy.
咁或者你系一个人好中意去揾啊呢个人生上面嘅喜乐。
But you don't need to repent of loving joy. You were made to love joy.
你个人嘅人，你嘅被造，你去寻求呢个人生嘅喜乐。
It's just that we have our joy placed in other things that ultimately aren't the ultimate thing.
I'm sorry.
We place our joy not in the ultimate thing, though.
我哋但好多时候，我哋唔系将我嘅喜乐放喺呢一啲嘢嘅身上。
Augustine was convinced prior to conversion that if not philosophy, he was into fornication.
咁奥古斯丁佢会觉得系
，and Augustine prior to his conversion was really chasing after ladies.
咁佢觉得对佢嚟讲吓，等佢可以个人啊能够去啊唔使去专心去做一样嘢，又去追求另外一啲嘅嘢
，and when Augustine wasn't into fornication. He was having fancies in the theater.
当佢冇咗呢样嘢嘅时候，又令到佢有好大嘅恐惧。
Again, you have to realize Augustine lived way back, right? Way back, centuries ago. But he thought those things would bring him optimum, maximum joy.
咁佢去追求佢自己想中意嘅嘢嘅时候，佢觉得呢啲嘢就俾到佢最大嘅喜乐。
And that's why he was so terrified, he writes about in Confessions, his wonderful book, Confessions. That's why he was so terrified in losing the fruitless joys.
咁所以佢当佢写佢嗰几本书嘅时候，啊，佢讲到就话，当佢冇咗呢啲喜乐嘅时候，就令佢个人好恐惧。
Because that's what he was living for, relying upon.
佢话佢嘅人生在乎嘅就系要得到呢一啲令佢开心嘅嘢。
Until he met Jesus.
直至到佢遇到耶稣基督。
And when by God's grace he tasted the goodness of God, the sweetness of salvation, those joys which held his heart fell away.
咁当佢揾到耶稣基督，喺耶稣基督得到嗰个喜乐嘅时候，佢以前所要追求嘅嘢又失去咗啦，又唔见晒啦。
Now don't misunderstand Augustine's testimony.
呢个系奥古斯丁自己嘅一个嘅见证。
Fruitless joys don't just magically disappear.
这个的没有这个结果的喜乐，它不会就这样，它不见了。
They don't just go away on their own accord.
它不会说自己去消失。
If their power to please began to wane, the human soul will soon find adequate replacements for that, for those things.
要去这些东西去走了去的时候，人性需要去找另一样东西去取代佢。
Fruitless joys don't transmute of their own accord into pain, discomfort, ugliness.
佢好多时会带嚟咗呢个痛苦，带嚟咗呢个嘅丑恶。
And they will lose their grip on your soul only when they're displaced by a greater joy.
咁当呢个嘅无结果嘅喜乐，佢唯一佢会失去嘅时候，就系当你嘅人生揾到一样更加大嘅喜乐。去取代呢一切嘅嘢。
That's the dynamic that the Bible and Augustine are saying that the only way those other joys lose their grip on you is being replaced by a greater joy.
就系当你去揾到你嘅人生更加大嘅喜乐嘅时候，呢啲无结果嘅喜乐，佢就会喺你身上慢慢嘅消退。
And that's what Augustine declared.You, God, drove them from me and took their place. You are sweeter than all pleasures, writes Augustine.
所以奥古斯丁话系主，你将我呢一啲啊冇结果啊冇将来嘅一啲嘅享乐嘅嘢，去将我哋喺我身上去赶走咗。而因为呢个缘故，我体验到同主你一齐同行嗰个甘甜。
I have that on slide 5. Augustine didn't cease his sinful indulgence because he had given up on pleasure.
奥古斯丁佢唔再啊继续佢啲有罪。
He simply found, as you can see up there, a more pleasing pleasure, a long-lasting joy, a fullness of joy and pleasures that never end, which Psalm 16:11 talks about.
不是因为奥古斯丁他放弃了追求这个的享乐，而是他找到一个更加长远，更加丰盛的一个喜乐，是无穷无尽的。
And just like Augustine, by God's grace, that's how you and I turn from reliance on fruitless joys to reliance on God's promises of a superior delight in knowing Jesus.
即系对同你同我都一样，就话我哋去揾到啊一个更加终极嘅一个嘅喜乐。
That's why I constantly tell you to get in the way of God's grace. You have to get in the way of God's grace.
这个就是我们经常所说话我们要去进入到神的里面的意思。
Because grace doesn't demonize our desires. Grace doesn't destroy them.
这个恩典不是说将我们想追求这些享乐将这些东西去拎走了。
God's grace doesn't lead you to deny your desires.
不是说将我们对一些的喜乐的追求去减少了。
But God's grace through the work of the Holy Spirit transforms our desires so that knowing Jesus becomes sweeter than anything else.
而是将我们对这个的喜乐的看法，将这一切的东西去改变了，而我们追求的是一个更加大的喜乐。
Do you see how that dynamic works? Because that's so very important. That you'll never be able to ultimately rid yourself of these fruitless joys, unless you see this.
唯有当你去睇到呢样嘢嘅时候，你永远唔可以将你过去呢啲嘅享乐嘅追求，将佢完全系拎走咗嘅。
Grace is God satisfying our souls with His Son Jesus, so that we're ruined for anything else.
恩典嘅意思就话系耶稣系有呢个恩典俾我哋。
Look with me at slide 6. In the Old Testament, Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, describes the heavenly beings as utterly delighted at what is all around. The angel is saying, holy, 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 in verse 3, right? Is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is what? Filled with His glory.
所以在旧约圣经里面，以赛亚，他在以赛亚书里面这么讲，他说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
Just think of the tip of your finger. Just touch the back of your hand.
你想想就是或者你可以试一下你啊你的手去用你的手指去掂下啊你的手的背部。
Or that might not work this morning because it's a little on the cool side out there. Maybe touch a strand of your hair. Just touch a couple strands of your hair.
或者你用手去掂下你的头发。
See, the pad on your finger is a thin layer of skin, right? That God made.
你的手指，你的指头是一个神造的，一块的皮肤。
Did you know that because your fingertip is so sensitive, the thin layer of skin, you have nerve endings there, so sensitive that you can feel the warmth of your back of your hand or the texture of your hair that's so thin. Your hair is so thin, right?
我哋嘅指头上面有好多嘅神经线，都系令到我哋可以去触摸、去感觉到好多唔同嘅嘢。
That's glory. That's God's glory. He made you. That's an example. You don't have to look far to see and to be amazed of God's glory.
其实呢一啲嘅感觉已经系神所俾我哋一个创造嘅奇迹，嗰个嘅奇妙。
Also, you had good night's sleep. God.Made sleep so you can have joy.
好多时候好多人吓，夜晚佢会瞓得好好，其实瞓得好好，睡觉睡眠充足，亦都系神俾我哋一个嘅恩典。
You know, I think this week the weather will be starting to get warmer. Everybody loves the spring, right? Except if you're an allergy sufferer. You know, spring, you see all the flowers, the trees are everything blooming, right? That's God's glory.
当春天嚟到。你见到万物去生长嘅时候，呢、这个亦都系神创造嘅奇妙。
Can you understand what I'm saying, right? You don't have to look far to see God's glory.
其实我哋唔需要走好远，都可以睇到神创造嗰个奇妙喺度。
Yet all of us, in some way, ignore the glory and live in darkness.
有好多时候我哋罔顾神嘅创造嘅奇妙，而容许自己继续喺呢个黑暗嘅里边。
I think part of the problem is us modern folk, we don't really understand what sin really is. We kind of freak out with that word sin.
可能现代嘅人佢哋唔明白究竟咩叫嘅罪，或者好多时候佢见到罪呢个字嘅时候啊，好唔高兴，好唔中意。
We don't quite understand sin. I mean, we might understand it on the surface, but we don't really quite understand it.
我哋可能会明白罪基本上面嘅意思，但系根本唔明白究竟咩叫做罪。
And especially if you talk again, we're called to be light of the world, right? That's really the definition of a Christian is Matthew 5:14-16 our text.
咁其实呢个喺呢个嘅马太福音里边所讲到嘅就系呢个罪啦。
It's understandable that the people we talk to, we're called to talk to, right? Take the word sinner, you know, and they don't like it because people have been abused by that word.
好多时候都唔中意见到人哋用呢个字。
You know, people in the past have been abused, bashed, and labeled sinners.
咁亦都喺过去里边，好多人都将呢个罪人变成咗对人哋一个嘅标签。
And especially because majority of us here are minorities, you know, when groups of people have been marginalized, oppressed.And, you know, people who have been called in the past, sinners have been oppressed.
尤其在这个社会里面，好像这些人是被这个社会去拱到成这个边缘人，是被到这个的压迫的时候。
But that's not the biblical understanding of sin, you see.
但这个其实不是圣经所讲的罪人。
If you would like a biblical definition of sin, that probably will resonate today, because again, we have to understand it ourselves and talk to people about it.Here's a certain way to describe it that I think would register with people today.
咁但系今日嘅人其实要对呢个罪有一个重新嘅认识。
You could tell this in narrative form, a story form. Imagine a single woman adopting a school-age boy to be her son.
我哋俾一个例子你一个嘅单亲嘅女性，佢收养咗一个细路哥。
And like any mother, she raises him sacrificially.Right? You moms know, you sacrifice greatly to raise your children.
咁佢放弃咗牺牲咗好多去带大呢个细路仔。
In fact, all parents know that. You sacrifice what? Your time, your money, your goals in life, your careers for raising your children.
可能在座里边好多人都知道作为一个母亲，可能你要牺牲你嘅时间，牺牲你嘅精力，可能甚至。去放弃咗你嘅事业去凑大细路哥。
But you talk to any loving parent, and they don't mind because you're my son, you're my daughter.
咁你会觉得呢个牺牲系值得嘅因为你系我仔，我嘅女。
And suppose this single mom who adopts a school age, elementary or toddler school age son doesn't regret a bit of the sacrifices that she does throughout life.To adopt the son.
咁呢个单亲嘅女性，佢收养咗一个细路哥。
Now imagine, many years fast forward, many years later, he grows up, goes to college.
咁呢个细路哥长大啦，去大学啦。
Again, she sacrifices her own savings to get him to pay tuition for college.
咁于是佢喺呢个嘅将佢嘅积蓄攞出嚟，俾佢交呢个大学嘅学费。
And right in the middle of college, without asking or telling her, the son drops out.
咁但系呢个细路哥吓冇话俾佢妈妈听，读大学读咗一半唔读啦。
And not only that, the son withdraws all the money that she puts in a bank account for him and buys other things like cars, clothes, traveling all around the world, throwing parties with his friend.
咁而呢个细路哥将啲钱喺银行度攞晒出嚟去买车，去买佢中意嘅嘢。
And what's even worse,The mom doesn't even hear from the son for 5 or 6 months.
咁呢个细路哥亦都冇去揾佢个妈妈，个妈妈有几个月都唔知个细路哥去咗边度。
And then one day she hears a knock on the door, and it's her son.
咁有一日有个人去敲门，咁原来咧个仔翻嚟去揾个妈。
And the son says, "Mom, you're probably mad at me."
佢话你好似好嬲喎。
You're probably unhappy that you found out.Not from me, but you found out that I dropped out of school.
可能咧，你喺人哋身上知道吓，我咧冇读书啦。
And he says, "Well, this is just the way I am."
我就系咁噶啦。
You know, that's how it is. That's how I am.
我就系一个咁嘅人。
And I'm a little bit of trouble now, Mom. I need some more money.
佢话我而家咧吓，即系钱银上面咧有啲问题。
So do you get the scenario? You get the picture here? Again, we're looking at trying to relate to people about the definition of sin today.
咁我就想用呢个嘅例子去联系到我今日所讲嘅嘢。
So what's the mom going to say?
咁你系个妈妈，你会点讲咧
？She's going to say, "I love you."
我爱你。
We have a problem, don't we? We have a problem in our relationship.
我爱你，但喺我哋面前有一个好大嘅问题。
Right, she's talking to her now adult son, who dropped out of college. You're not loving me. You're using me.
喂，你唔系爱我，你即系利用我。
There's a problem. There's a breach in our relationship now, right?
喂，我哋嘅关系有呢个问题喺度。
You're gonna have to deal, my son, with this problem.
喂，你要去面对你呢一个嘅问题。
You can't just walk back into my life.And family and say, you just come back and as if nothing happened.
你唔可以翻翻嚟到我嘅人生里边就将呢个问题拱咗去俾我。
There's a barrier now that it's going to have to be dealt with.
佢话你喺你嘅面前有一个困难，你要去面对。
And maybe the son is kind of like very immature and doesn't quite get it. He says, "What do you mean, Mom? Why are you so cranky?"
咁个细路仔可能咧好唔成熟，仲话翻阿妈：阿妈，你做咩今日咁猛啊
？And then the mom says, "Cranky, your son, you're out of touch with reality."
佢话仔你同呢个现实简直系有呢个距离。
Because you don't know how relationships work.
你唔明白到呢个关系系点样去建立，点样样去维持。
You're mistaken to think you can just come back home and act if nothing ever happened.
你唔可以翻翻嚟屋企当嗰切一切嘅嘢系冇发生过。
And son, unless you figure that out, the rest of your life is going to be an unmitigated disaster.
佢话如果唔系，你嘅将来会系唔停咁样样呢一件事喺度发生。
I hope you understand that illustration.
希望你明白呢一个嘅例子。
Because if there's no God, we all should go home, right? We don't have to be here.
如果世界上面冇神嘅时候，今日我都唔使坐喺度，我就咁翻屋企得啦。
In fact, if there's no God, our lives are meaningless, really.
如果冇咗神嘅时候，我哋嘅人生都冇呢个意义。
You're just an accident, you know, just big bang, just that happened.
咁如果系咁嘅时候，我嘅人生只好似呢个 Big Bang 只系一个意外。
And you really weren't made for anything in particular. You just happened.
好似每样嘢系咁啱喺度发生紧。
And therefore there'd be no purpose.
亦都冇呢个目的。
But if there is a God,
如果有神嘅话
，He has given you everything.
佢俾咗你其他嘅嘢。
He created and sustains you.
佢去创造你。
He's the one who even allows you to take your next breath of air to live.
亦都去俾你可以去生存落去。
And so if that is so, and I believe it is, of course, our very existence, our talents, our abilities, our health are from God.
我们的人生，我们的存在，我们有的一切的东西，我们的恩赐，全部都是从神而来。
Yet you know what we do? We take everything and we operate as we're independent.
而我们就会将这一切去拿了，觉得我自己喜欢怎么做就怎么做。
And maybe, you know, a couple of weeks we might feel a little spiritual and we go to church.
你有几个礼拜，你觉得这个礼拜我很神心，那我去教会。
Or maybe we can't handle the current events that are pretty, depressing.
或者你觉得这段时间不好，那我又去教会。
And we say, I need a little peace in my life, so I tune in to God for a few weeks.
那段时间我内心不是很平静，那我又去教会。
See, God's not impersonal. He's not like Star Wars. He's not the force.
他不是好像在星球大战那个原力那样，神不是说跟我们完全没有这个个人的关系。
God is personal.
神跟我们每一个人去建立这个关系。
And the God of the Bible says, let me tell you who I am.
圣经说，让我告诉你，你是哪一个。
Let me reveal to you who I am. I want to do that.
让我将我自己向你每一个人去揭示。
In fact, as you'll see on slide 7, on Isaiah, later in Isaiah, Isaiah 49:15, God says, can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you.
在这个以赛亚书49:19-20，他说：古人焉能忘记他吃奶的婴孩，不怜恤他所生的儿子？即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Imagine that. God has the audacity to compare his love for you, his care for you, like a nursing mother to her infant.
神将他对人的爱，又好像一个妈妈对一个吃奶婴孩的爱一样。
You know, you don't have to be a health expert to know that moms have an overwhelming affection, right? Especially physically when they're nursing their infant.
一个喂紧奶的妈妈对她的儿女在怀中的小孩是有一个的，两者之间是有一个的联系。
See, her physiology kicks in and there's a special kind of love there.
有一个很特别的爱在中间。
And God says, my love is even better than that for you.
他说我对你的爱比一个喂奶的妈妈对小孩的爱更加的大。
And so do you know what God is talking about there? Do you know what he's saying?
你明白神在说什么呢？
God's saying, that's nothing. That mom's love for that infant which is nursing is nothing compared to my love and care for you.
他说我比一个喂奶的妈妈对她的儿女婴孩的爱是更加的大。
And so places like Isaiah 49 is telling us that God made you for relationship to him.
他这里讲的就是说神与人去建立过一个的关系。
He made you so that you put him in the center of your life.
好像你将他告诉你，他就是你人生的中心的部分。
And just like that mom in the illustration of her adopted son, God is saying you should not put me on the periphery of your life.
他刚才那个例子里面，他讲到就是神怎么去放低他的生命。
Because I've put you in the center of my heart.
他说我将你放在我的生命，我的心里面的中心。
My heart is so bound up with you, when you put other things ahead of me, you're trampling on my heart.
当你将其他的东西放在主的面前的时候，主的上面的时候，你令到神的心去被践踏。
You see the analogy of the illustration with the mother and adopted son and what God is telling us?
你看到刚才我讲到一个妈妈和儿子，讲到神和我们的关系呢？
Let me spell it out for you. The son in that illustration didn't just break the mom's rules.
我媽媽唔單止淨係去破，我細路仔唔單止淨係破壞咗個媽媽嘅規矩。
Of course, he broke the rules, right?
啊，佢當然係破壞咗啦。
But he broke his mom's heart.
啊，最緊要就係話呢個仔佢傷咗個媽媽嘅心。
That's what sin is. Sin, as you see on slide 8, is not simply breaking the rules of God.
佢喺第八個 slide 佢講話罪唔單止淨係話將神嘅規矩、神嘅規條去打碎。
According to Scripture, sin is breaking the heart of God. As you see on slide 8, sin is not just trampling on the law of God; it's trampling on the heart of God.
佢講到就話罪唔係淨係話去踐踏神嘅律法，而最緊要就係你踐踏神嘅心。
And so your every act of independence from God is a betrayal. You are betraying intimacy. You are betraying Him.
当你任随你己意而行嘅时候，呢、这、一个就系你背叛咗神啊，唔再与神亲密。
And because of the sinful nature, we do that naturally. That's our natural inclination.
咁因为我哋嘅罪性嘅缘故，好多时候系好自然就咁样做。
Or you can put it this way: it's the default mode. The default mode of our being. We move away from the light.
就当我哋去离开咗呢个光明嘅时候，我就进入咗呢个假嘅呢个嘅盼望嘅里边。
And part of the battle of changing is you have to realize that, you have to understand that.
我哋要去明白呢一样嘢。
And so that's the first step on how do you change.
咁我哋点样样去改变呢？
As you see on slide 9, the essence of living as a follower of Jesus isn't trying harder, but in enjoying God more.
当我哋话我哋要去做神嘅一个跟随神嘅人，唔系话我哋每样嘢要更加去努力，而我哋学呢样嘢就话享受与神嘅同在。
I'm not saying you don't have to try. I'm not saying you don't have to try to change.
我哋唔系话你唔需要努力嘅去改变。
But what the Bible is saying is enjoyment empowers.Effort.
但佢讲到就话，当你享受与神同在嘅时候，其实当你享受与神同在，又令到你同神嘅关系系更加系亲密，亦都更加帮助你去改变。
And that's what a joy meter, which is built into you by God, is for. Pleasure in God is the power for purity.
当你享受与神同在嘅时候，又令到你更加会去。想去喺神嘅面前，更加想你嘅内心更加嘅清洁与神嘅一切。
But what's happening is we have the pleasure of sin as the vice grip upon our souls.
咁但系另一方面，好多时候罪亦都会令我哋去享受一啲其他嘅嘢。
But that vice grip is only broken by trusting in God's promise of superior pleasure in knowing Jesus.
但是罪对我们的心，对我们的人的控制，就会比我们，当我们想更加想同神一起，比这一样东西去打碎了。
That's really the only solution, because you always fall back on that joy, a lesser joy, without replacing it with the ultimate joy.
那当你去看到这个更加大的喜乐，更加同神一起更加大的时候，又会令你去忘记去追求这个世上其他的享乐。
And so our only hope for change, for revival, is maximizing your pleasure in God.
当你去真的享受与神一起的时候，又会令到你去忘记，亦都去征服其他事物的追求。
I think the scriptures are clear. There's only two kinds of Christians.
世界上面只有两种嘅基督徒。
On the one hand, there are Christians who are driven by fear, uncertainty.
一种嘅基督徒系因为佢好惊，佢好对将来冇呢个嘅安稳啊，冇呢个嘅盼望。
And by the way, I think the pandemic has amplified that.
而呢个嘅疫情令到好多人。都突然之间，佢哋嘅恐惧感系增加。
A lot of you are fearful because of the pandemic, because of isolation.
因为好多人系 自己好似喺屋企孤立喺一齐嘅自己嘅时候，令到佢哋更嘅恐惧更加嘅大。
On the other hand, there are Christians that are fascinated with joy.
咁但系另一方面，有啲人系因为神嘅缘故系更加享受与神一齐。
But if fear drives you, what's the motivation to obey?
咁佢令到你去啊听从神嘅系咩咧？
It's a dread to avoid the consequences of failure, avoid shame, avoid humiliation.
是因为你好怕或者你好惊去与神一齐啊？
Right, you don't want to get caught. That's fear, right?
因为你好怕喺中间吓，你好似啊冇呢个依靠啊。
And the more terrifying the prospect of public exposure is, then the allure of heavenly joy. That's how you live.
咁好多，但系抑或系一个嘅啊喺神嘅里边嘅喜乐去帮到你咧。
But on the other hand，
但系另一方面
，if you're driven by joy， right？ If you're driven by fascination of God， then of course you're not immune to the prompting of the sinful nature。
咁但系另一方面，如果系神嘅喜乐去驱使你去更加与神去亲近嘅时候，纵然喺你嘅人性里边依然有呢个罪，但都唔会阻碍你更加靠近神。
You still know how appealing sin is and how the world is.
你依然知道呢个世界上面系点，亦都知道世界上面有咩嘢吸引人嘅地方。
But your heart's the core of being now energized by an incomparable attraction to divine beauty.
但另一方面，你睇到咗从上天而嚟嗰个喜乐所带俾你嘅系几咁大嘅喜乐。
And that divine beauty empowers your will to trust and obey.
而从上天而嚟嘅喜乐，令到你帮助你。
Right, you're not going to be empowered by some ecclesiastical authority coming down hard on you. It's not going to work.
当有啲人啊，可能对你好严厉、好压迫你。去令到你去寻求佢嘅时候，咁对你最终有冇帮助咧
？You know what happens? Ecclesiastical authority comes down hard. You leave. That's what happens.
I'm sorry.
If you're proud by fear, ecclesiastical authority comes down hard on you. You leave.
咁如果你嘅人生只系因为恐惧去驱逼你嘅时候
，But if you're empowered by joy.You want to obey because of the divine beauty of God.
但另一方面，如果你系享受与神一齐，因为呢个原因嘅时候，会令你真正可以去更加靠近神。
And you'll see that on slide 10, their wills are strengthened for God by the enjoyment that flows from having encountered the glory of God.
咁喺呢个第十个 slide， 佢讲到就话，当我哋去与神。去相遇去认识耶稣基督的时候、啊、我们就会是从神而来、啊、得到那一个的、啊、这个的同行这个的甜蜜。
And as we stated last time, the ultimate glory of God is in the face of Jesus Christ.
他说当我们在神的面前我们可以见到神的光荣。
Joel McDermott, who wrote a great book, Seeing God, writes this, true saints,And it's on slide 10, do what they do because they're drawn by love.
他是一个真见的基督徒做他们想做的事因为爱的缘故去驱使他们。
He continues, true Christians find that the love of God in Christ is so attractive, so beautiful, that they can't help wanting to serve him.
他是一个真见的基督徒他看到神的爱在基督里面神的爱是这么吸引这么美丽的时候令到他们不得不去服侍神。
There's a splendor, a beauty about God and his ways that lure human beings to him.
他说在神的里面有一份的荣美令到人想进入到神的里面。
Do you see that dynamic? Because that's the only way you're going to change.
他说这个不是唯一一个令我们改变的方法。
The only way to liberate your heart.From servitude to the passing pleasures of sin is by cultivating a passion for the joy and delight of beholding the beauty of Jesus.
他说唯一另一个令我们改变的就是说我们看到了神的荣美令到我们有这个改变。
And that will elevate your human soul and empower you to live in all the fullness of your being.
令到我哋去舉目，我哋想去向上望，去想揾到耶穌基督。
Because places like Psalm 16:11 tell you that's what you are made for the beauty of God.
咁喺呢個嘅詩篇裏邊話，我哋被造係與神一齊。
Right, it's not going to work if you're intimidated by religious institutes, right? Of rules and shame, right?
唔係話一個嘅宗教嘅組織或者一個嘅系統啊，去逼迫你，去羞辱你，逼你去跟隨神。
It's not going to work if you're a type of person who beats up yourself, right? And you scold yourself to do better.
唔係話你自己去逼你自己去做。
In order to change, you need faith in the promise that the enjoyment of sin is fleeting.
你去离开这一切的罪,
that according to Psalm 16:11, at God's right hand is the presence of his radiant glory, pleasures forevermore.
因为我们在神的里面，我享受与他同在。
Slide 11 gives you the gist of John 8:12. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life.
在约翰福音8:12，他说：我是世上的光，跟随我的又不在黑暗里，必要得着生命的光。
Right? The hope is in a person. He is the light of the world. To get out of darkness, you have to know the person.
我哋喺黑暗里边要去离开，我就要认识呢一个嘅主。
How do you know a person? You've got to spend time with them, right?
我哋要花时间与神同在。
Why is it that we have a tough time praying? Why is it that we have a tough time reading God's word?
点解我哋咁难去祈祷，咁难去睇圣经呢？
It's because we're in the dark.
因为我们在黑暗的里面,
you haven't seen the beauty.
你看不到神的荣美,
so ask him, show me your glory, God.
希望你可以去问神，求神让你去看到他的荣美。
Because when light shines in the darkness, darkness disappears, right? You know that.
因为在他的面前，这个黑暗会走了去。
Right, many of you get up really early. You see the sunrise, then there's light.
你见到这个太阳，你见到这个光辉的照耀，你就见到这个光明。
And so become part of God's radical makeover. You must be in the light.
你想这样做的时候，你一定要进入光明的里面。
And Jesus says, I've come to place my spirit, the spirit of God on you.
这个的圣灵会去帮助你。
And when I do that, my Holy Spirit lights you.
这个圣灵就会去光照你。
That means if you're a believer today, you're supposed to be different. You're different than your neighbor.
这就会令到你和你旁边的人有这个不同。
You're supposed to be living differently. You have a different purpose for living.
你的人生有不同的目的。
You reflect God's character to your neighbors.
亦都会对你的邻居，俾人哋去睇到你唔同嘅一面。
You're able to do that because Christ lights you up.
俾人哋去睇到究竟基督系点样样嘅。
You can't hide the light.
你唔可以将佢去收埋。
Once the light dawns, right, there's no darkness.
如果没有光的时候，就没有这个黑暗。
Light, let the light shine in the dark world.
让这个光在黑暗里面，让这个光照耀出来。
And Matthew 5 is the job description, right? Let's read it again in closing.
我们回去我们今天的这一篇的经文。 在这个马太福音的第五章,
You're the light of the world, Christian. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father who is in heaven. That's the job description.
他说,
But in order for that to happen, you got to know the light, right?
你要这样做的时候，你要先去认识呢一个嘅光。
And so perhaps you don't know the light. That's why there's no light.
或者今日你唔认识到呢一个光嘅时候，
Let's pray.
我哋都希望你能够将认识佢，我哋低头祈祷。
Lord, we pray that we take your word seriously.
主啊，都让我哋去对你嘅话语系认真。
And Lord, if we compare it with what the world says, I think we'll see that your word has truth in it.
我哋去睇到咗你圣经里嘅话语点样样去安慰我哋。
Father, give us the wisdom to understand what it means to be, to know the light of the world and to be light in darkness.
让我都去明白到点样样黑暗里边成为呢一个嘅光辉。
Certainly, we live in challenging times, Father.
我哋住喺我哋今日生活喺一个充满挑战嘅时代。
But anything's possible when your Holy Spirit is present.
当你嘅圣灵与我哋同在嘅时候。 什么都可以,
and you tell us clearly in your word that the Holy Spirit that communed with God the Son Jesus when he was on this earth is the same Holy Spirit that indwells the believer. It's the same Holy Spirit that rose Jesus from the grave.
亦都是同样那个圣灵令到耶稣从这个死里面复活。
And so, Lord, help us not to quench the Spirit.
让我们不去离弃你的圣灵。
But to realize, Lord, there's much joy, ultimate joy in knowing you.
让我们看到认识主是何等的喜乐。
And the only way we're going to put behind us the fruitless joys we're after is to replace it with the ultimate joy, knowing you.
亦都求你去将我可以认识你，认识你成为我哋生命至大嘅喜乐，系俾过我哋。
So give us the opportunity this Holy Week, Lord, to reflect on that.
让我喺嚟紧呢个星期去思想呢一样嘢。
And to practice repentance and faith daily.
让我哋去明白到。
Shower us with your grace and mercy now.
求你嘅恩典去降临。
For your glory and honor, we ask that.
我是奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
We接着下来用下一首的诗歌认识你。